what happened.
Yeah, we were pretty shocked, I have to say. Earlier this week, we were, you know, as we always do, looking at our facility in Port Union, and the man who oversees the facility discovered that we were missing 30,000 liters of iceberg water.
So how does 30,000 liters of water go missing? And I, at first, I have to say, I thought it might have been bottled, but RCMP tell us it wasn't.
No, we only hold bulk iceberg water there. Port Union is the heart of where we do all of our iceberg harvest every year. So we have our iceberg harvester, the marine vessel that we go out to harvest the icebergs. We have our holding tanks and, pumps and that sort of thing, amongst other things at the facility. And so, no, it's not bottled. It's all in bulk. We ship it to St. John's, and that's where we actually blend it and, blend and bottle our iceberg vodka.
So how is it stored, and how might someone have removed it?
Well, there's the real puzzle, because they're stored in a number of different large tanks. Each tank is about, ranges between 50 and over 100,000 liters, so they're big tanks. We have quite a number of those, they all are plumbed into the building. That's where we have our pumps, and that's how we recirculate the water throughout the year, so that, for instance, right now it won't freeze because we continually recirculate it. How someone did that, we don't know. The building is locked on the weekend. There's a large gate with a padlock on it outside. We don't even have a signage on the warehouse in Port Union, simply because we wanted to keep it as low profile as possible.
So obviously somebody would need equipment and perhaps a tanker truck to take this away.
They definitely would need a big tanker truck. Even if they did it on the weekend, it's we're talking a lot of water. That's 30,000 liters of iceberg water, and so they would either need a very large tanker or a smaller one that they would go back and forth. But that would be, it takes a lot of stupidity and guts, I guess, to go in and take water. But to go for several trips would be something else. So I don't know. It's a big puzzle for us, that's for sure.
So obviously this must have created some attention to see this kind of equipment coming and going. Have you got any leads?
We immediately contacted the RCMP. They've been investigating since. They've fingerprinted the area. It didn't turn up anything for us. We have had all of our staff there have been interviewed. And nothing was strange. I mean, the last shift finished later on Friday evening. There was no one there on the weekend. And then Monday morning we came in, and that's when this theft of our very precious iceberg water was discovered.
And what could someone possibly want with that?
Yeah, we're puzzled about that as well. Iceberg water, we only have one kick at the can each year. We harvest it once a year, and that's around May or June, as you know, when the icebergs are flowing. And so we aren't able to replace the water until the next harvest. The usage of it, who knows? I mean, there's iceberg vodka, rum, and gin, obviously. Iceberg beer, who we're friends with, and they have, we cooperate on the harvest of iceberg water for that. There's a little bit that goes into cosmetics and a little bit into bottled water. But honestly, those other three, other than our iceberg vodka, are relatively small volumes.
And what kind of an impact is this going to have on production?
Yeah, it's a good question. We've looked at it very carefully. It's a lot of water. 30,000 liters represents about 150,000 bottles of iceberg vodka. So we're talking about a lot of product here when it's turned into vodka. And while we think that we'll be fine in terms of volume, there's a certain limit to it for sure. Fortunately, in a way, it's February and not, let's say, September. So we only have a few months until the next harvest. But it might be somewhat touch and go between now and then.
So I guess you're looking for anybody who has any information?
We would be very appreciative if anyone who has any, you know, any ideas or anything that they've heard, if they could contact, you know, either ourselves directly or the RCMP. You know, if we're looking for any help that we can get on this, because we'd ideally like our water back, because we can't replace it until the next harvest. But at least we'd like to know, you know, who did it and to make sure that they're properly charged.
David Myers, thank you so much for taking the time with us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.